Got back on the exercise thing, and I just knew it was going to go. So I told her it's going to go in the next couple minutes. So I'm doing the stair climber, and this guy comes over 5 minutes before I leave because she's been talking to him. Now, this guy's an atheist. He's a non-believer. He doesn't believe. She's healed. That'll change the way an atheist thinks. If it doesn't, just let us get our hands on you, and that will. So he came over behind me, and he looks at me, and he goes, "Are you a gift of God?" I said, "No, sir." I said, "Jesus is the gift." I said, "I'm just a Christian." He goes, "Huh." Now he's like wondering what's going on, because this is not normal Christianity, but the ball was dropped with the disciples. Some people have picked it back up, but the church has dropped the ball, and it's time we pick it back up again. Because Jesus wants to move through his people. You're the body of Christ, the fullness of him. So we're to do this. So he's there and he's talking to me, and he goes, "Well, her neck is done." I said, "Cool." He goes, "Well, I've had this pain for 2 years." He goes, "Do you think it worked for me?" And I said to him, "Well, let me go over some things with you first so you can understand why it's even happening." And I've got my notebook on there with all these promises that I'm reading, you know, on the stair climber. I'm focusing. I want the word in front of me. He says, "Meditate upon his word day and night." It says to study and show yourself approved. You want to get God's word in you so that that becomes the dominant factor in your life. That's really true. If you get his word in front of you constantly, you're going to be Christ-minded. You're going to think like him, because his word transforms your mind. Don't be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why? So we can prove Daddy's will. We got to get the word in. We don't have to get all these different books and stuff in.